Blog Talk Radio.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Hollis, the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed. Good evening, everyone. I hope that you had a great week. Tonight, we will begin with, I'm going to recite the 23rd Psalm. I'm going to also read it in the Living Version and also the Amplified Bible Version tonight, because that's where our scripture is coming from. And the name of the title for tonight is Lie Down. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restoreth my soul. That's the King James Version. But I am going to read tonight, right now, the Living Bible. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. He lets me rest in the meadows, grass, and lead me beside the quiet stream. He gives me new strength. He helps me to do what honors him the most. Even when walking through the dark valley of death, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me, guiding, guarding all the way. You provide delicious food for me in the presence of my enemies. You have welcomed me as your guest. Blessing overflow. Your goodness and unfailing kindness shall be with me all of my life, and afterwards I live with you forever in your home. Let's now go to the Amplified Version of the 23rd Psalms. The Lord is my shepherd, to feed, to guide, and to shield me. I shall not lack. He makes me to lie down in fresh, tender, green grass. He leads me beside the still and restful waters. He refreshes and restores my life. Myself, he leads me in the path of righteousness, uprightness, and upstanding with him, not for my earning it, but for his namesake. Yes, though I walk through the deep, sunless valley of the shadow of death, I will fear or dread no evil, for you are with me. Your rod to protect and your staff to guide, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely our only goodness, mercy, and unfailing love shall follow me all the days of my life, and through the length of my days, the house of the Lord and his presence shall be dwelling, my dwelling place. When we read that in those two versions, my God, our God, he's telling us how much he loves us. He's our shepherd, and everything that we need, he will supply, and sometime in his own time. We can rest, we should rest. And when we walk in the valley of shadow of death, where we fear, and that's one of our greatest weaknesses, is when we fear our surroundings, when we fear our troubles, when we fear our sickness, when we fear everything. He's letting us know that he will guide you. He will be beside you all the way. He gives us what we need. He gives us food. He gives us clothing. He gives us money. He gives us friends. He gives us peace. His goodness and mercy shall be with us, not just sometime, one day, one second, or one minute. It says he will be with us forever. So we have no doubt in our mind, we should not, because he's saying, he didn't say today, only today, only tomorrow, but he said forever he will be with us. The 23rd Psalm is such a touching one when you read it in the other versions, just like someone is talking to you. Sometimes when you don't understand a scripture, try reading it in those versions, and you'll see how God is trying to talk to us, how much he loves us. His goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, not just sometimes, but all the time. I want to read a story that I read dealing with the 23rd Psalms. And it talks about Just 1 second. That sometimes we do not rest when we need to. We need to try to calm ourselves down sometimes and to hear him. This passage also letting us know, this chapter, that when it says that let me rest in the meadows, grass, and lead me beside the still water, rest. The word rest is important in there. Sometimes we do not rest enough. Sometimes we are too, sometimes we too need to be reminded to lie down. We learn that our good shepherd makes us lie down in green pastures and lead us beside the still water. He knows that we need the calm and rest that these provide, even when we don't realize ourselves. Our bodies are designed to have regular rest. God himself rested on the seventh day after his work of creation. Jesus knew that there was a time to minister to the crowd and a time to rest. You know the story. He spoke to the crowd, but he would always go away for prayer and strength. His disciples to come aside and rest a while. When we rest, we refocus and we are refreshed. You know, when you're tired and when you go to sleep, and when you wake up, you got that rest that you need. You're just like an energized bunny. You get up and ready to go again. That's what rest does for us. When we are filling every hour with activity, even with worthwhile things, God often gets our attention by making us lie down. I am going to use someone on the line tonight. I recognize her telephone number. And I hope she doesn't mind. I'm not going to call her name, but she'll know that I'm talking about her. Sometimes we are so busy and we don't take time to rest. And God wants to speak to us. Also want us to do something else. Someone for the last few months have not had their transportation. Their car has been sort of not operable. She does a lot of good Samaritan work. She does a lot of things that her heart desire. And she's always giving herself to others, always saying yes. But sometimes she didn't have enough rest. Sometimes God put things in order where you can rest and listen to him. It's not something that you're doing bad, but sometimes when God wants our attention, this is his way to do that. I lost my job 4 months ago. There are things that I would not have been able to accomplish in this last 4 months that I have been able to accomplish. Things that I've been wanting to do, things God has wanted me to do. Yes, I have accomplished a lot in his name and also from my desires. And the peace and the rest that he's given me. Just like it says in the 23rd Psalms. So think about that sometimes. Rest, get that rest that we need. Rest's a gift. It's a good gift from the Creator who knows exactly what we need. Praise him and that he sometimes makes us lie down in green pastures. Here's a little short prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for your care for our well-being in every area of our lives. Help us to be restored and refreshed in you. And there's a statement underneath that. It says, if we don't come apart and rest a while, we may just plain come apart. Do you hear that? Because when we don't rest and get the rest that we need, we can get sick, become sick. Different things can happen to us. That's what it says. If we don't come apart and rest a while, we may just plain come apart. Getting back to the verse of the 23rd Psalm, but also what it references to, it's in there. It says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. It's talking about relating to the Psalms, 23rd. 6 days you shall labor and do your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In you shall do no work. You, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your maid servants, nor your female servants, nor your cattle, nor your strangers who is within your gates. For in the 6 days the Lord made the heaven and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and restored and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. So here God is saying, yes, you got to work, but spend that Sabbath day for resting. Some more scriptures regarding rest. The beloved of the Lord rest in safety of the high God surround him all the day. The beloved rest between his shoulder. That's coming from Deuteronomy, the 33rd chapter, the 12 verses. When you think of rest, you probably think of a nap or picture yourself soaking in a tub while you need physical rest. Why do you need physical rest? God wants your soul well-rested and full of his presence as well. Read encouraging scripture that builds your faith. Spend time with him in prayer. You will feel like you've had a spiritual power nap. You come away rested and strengthened in your soul, safe from the assaults of the day. Here's another one. On the Sabbath day, God rested from all his work. That's Genesis 2:2. Many of us, and maybe not as much now, but before, when we were much younger, put in 40 hours a week at a full-time job, and when we come home to take care of the house and family, we don't forget to take time for us. If God rested after working all week, then it's important to take care of ourselves. A list of things to do and wait will wait. Once again, the list of things to do will wait. press the pause button and rest your mind, your body, and your emotions. You are precious and vulnerable and valuable to God and all of those who love you. You are worth it. Take a moment and relax. Yes, it is so important for us to rest. Take a quiet moment. I took a short nap before I got on the air tonight, and it did help. It energized me like an energized bunny. I'm ready to go for another few hours. That's what it does for me. So the little power nap is important, too. Sometimes you can't get all of the 8 hours, but get some of those power naps in, and that will energize, just like an energized bunny. God wants us to rest so we can be clear, open our minds clear, and open our minds to Him. So when He tells us something, I want us to do something, we'll be able to hear Him. We need restful minds. Just like the Canton Jones says, fill me up again, Lord. That's just filling you up again when you're tired or running. I'm trying to. One thing I have learned also, when I was not the first month, but the second month, I was writing a to-do list, as long as a sheet of paper, trying to accomplish all those things in that one day. I never accomplished all those things in one day. So God is trying to tell us, just, you make a list, but don't try to do the 8 things in one day. Just pick some of the priorities and take care of those things. So I've gotten a long list out, but guess what? I try to accomplish at least 3 of those things. The most important thing of that list I try to accomplish now, because I was really running myself a little raggedy and not getting a rest on my mind. My mind was so I was so tired of trying to fill it up with stuff that I was getting a headache at the end of the day. So now I cut that list down by maybe 3 things on that list so I can have a peaceful day. And even when I go out, it doesn't have to be in here. When I'm out there, I can be able to concentrate. I can be able not to be rushing in the car because people are driving all kinds of crazy way out there. So let's get that rest in that we need. Just like David when he wrote Psalms 23. He lets us rest in the meadow grass and lead us beside the quiet stream. He gives us new strength. And He can't give us the new strength if we don't get the rest. So that's very important that we try to do that. I know many of us maybe still have a job, full-time job, yes, and you got to come home and do different things. But even so, try to go to bed early, maybe, to get that rest in. And this is for me, too. I'm learning. We all can learn together that we need to rest more, rest our bodies. God wants to talk to us more. But we're so busy we can't hear it. We need to be able to hear Him. Because I want to hear Him. Because the things that I'm working on, I want to make sure I'm doing it right. Just read that this week in the Living Version, in the Amplified Version. You can meditate during that time reading that, and he probably will talk with you during that time. This is a very good scripture to read. Well, that's the end of our show tonight. I have a couple of announcements. We are still trying to finalize our trip. We have two places, and I must finalize it really in the next day or two so we can go ahead and make reservation on everything. But it's not as easy. We want to make sure we get the right, go to the right place, that hoping that, wanting God to direct us like he always has, because he's sent, we have gone to some fun places. But we're in between Destin. We're looking at a resort. Resort has more to give. And it's a beautiful, beautiful places. There's one in Destin, and there's also one in Panama City Beach. So we're trying to see where we're going from those two places. We will, Sheila and I will finalize that this week. And the date, one thing we want to say, we tried our best to get, pick a date that the majority of people would be able to go on. It's always hard that everyone is always available on that date, but we tried our best to pick a date that the majority. So I hope that you all will still be able to, when we come to that date. There was a couple of dates, but one date a lot of people would not be able to come on that date, and this and one date that we're looking at, pretty much a majority can. And I want you to spread the word that we are going on a trip. We'll know the price and everything by Friday at least. So I'll be sending a calling post out, and the one that I'm not getting calling posts, I will be calling you individually. And we will have all details that you need. And that is all the announcements for tonight. Oh, one other thing. We are getting ready to work on our book as well. If you have not written a testimony to go in our book, please begin. We want each and every one to be a part of this book. We have a name, but we don't want to disclose the name. Sheila and I need to talk about some more details about some things, but we want each one of the testimony. It's going to touch someone's life, many lives. So if you have not done so, please begin writing. And if, like Sheila's always offered, and I'm available now to help out. Have some problems in writing, please call us. We'll be there to help you do just that, because we want to get this book written this year. We can do it. I've seen others do it. And God has a way of making things happen, putting people and things in our places. But be blessed. Have a great week. And focus on the 23rd Psalm. Try reading it in the Living and the Amplified Version. Have a great week. Tune in again, the same time next Tuesday from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Have a great one.
The outpouring of your spirit, till I can't take no more, I need you, Lord. Right now, fill me up again. I cannot move on without you. Do like you did way back when. I need you.